Hello and welcome to our Book of the Week. This is Ms. Atherton here with what should be more accurately called Books and Genre of the Week. My book recommendation this week is Sapiens, A Graphic History, The Birth of Humankind by Yuval Noah Harari, adapted by David van der Meulen and illustrated by Daniel Casanave, both renowned comic artists. I specifically mention the artists as book illustrators so often get overlooked. This book is a visual delight and a fun and accessible way to absorb masses of information from the extensive best-selling non-fiction book Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind, which despite being brief, actually runs to 512 pages. In the graphic novel, the author, Harari, features in the book as our guide through human history, and the book is a witty and inventive reimagining of evolution. The first encounter between Sapiens and Neanderthals is explored through the masterpieces of modern art, and human evolution is reimagined as a reality TV show. Indulge me for a moment whilst I wax lyrical about graphic novels. I discovered and started reading graphic novels about 6 years ago, and now they've become welcome interludes between my other types of reading. The range is vast, from Marvel comics to biographies of Richard Feynman and Nat Turner. If zombies are your thing, you can devour the Walking Dead series, as the third form boys love to do. Black Panther comic books, written by Ta-Nehisi Coates and illustrated by Brian Stelfreeze, are also popular, including with history teachers. The content can be as varied as the artistic styles and colour palettes. Mouse, by Art Spiegelman, won a Pulitzer Prize in 1992 and became the first and still only graphic novel to win a Pulitzer Prize. It is at once a harrowing tale of his father's experience of the Holocaust and an emotional story of the author's tortured relationship with his ageing father and his coming to terms with the horror of the events of Vladek's life. It's been described as an epic story told in tiny pictures. Glass Town by Isabel Greenberg is wonderfully inventive, vividly coloured graphic novel on the Bronte siblings. It explores the fictional world Charlotte, Anne, Emily and Branwell created called Glass Town, a place for their imaginations to escape to after the death of their two eldest siblings, Maria and Elizabeth. There are many romantic graphic novels, such as the Heartstopper series by Alice Osman, touchingly portraying the blossoming relationship between Nick and Charlie. In graphic novel Bloom, young love develops over bread baking. In fact, the story could also be seen as a love letter to baking bread. The black, white and blue art is drawn in a simple, natural style, and the book is a charming and touching coming-of-age story. Many graphic novels are very witty. I recently read Flake, Matthew Dooley's debut graphic novel, which was a joy. Flake charts the ice cream wars in the small seaside town of Dobbiston, with plenty of puns, a lugubrious protagonist and comedic scenarios. A quirky, unique book. Don't miss the hilarious ice cream names and crossword at the back of the book. It's the first graphic novel to win the Woodhouse Prize for Comedic Fiction. Let us know if you have a favourite graphic novel and come and explore the collection in the library.